USA Radio News.
Planned Parenthood of Utah and the American Civil Liberties Union of Utah have filed a lawsuit claiming a state law that bans most abortion violates Utah's constitution. At the center of the case is the so-called, quote, trigger law that went into effect Friday after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The trigger law bans abortions except to avert death or severe damage to the mother. Up to 40,000 Army National Guard soldiers across the country have not yet gotten the mandated COVID-19 vaccine. And as the deadline for the shot looms, at least 14,000 of them have flatly refused and could be forced out of the service. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Multiple companies, including Walt Disney and Facebook parent Meta Platforms, Inc., announced they will cover employees' expenses if they have to travel for abortion services after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The Supreme Court decided to abolish the 1973 ruling that recognized a woman's constitutional right to an abortion, now limiting or banning, and in some states, criminalizing the procedure. Brian Laundry has made a confession.
Part of Brian Laundry's notebook, including his confession to murdering his fiancée, Gabby Petito, has been revealed. The confession note was revealed Friday as the family's attorneys met with the FBI. Laundry writes he thought he was being merciful and described the killing as taking away Petito's pain. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
A Republican government is sticking out for his support for abortion rights.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker signed an executive order implementing legal protections for those seeking abortions and other reproductive health care from other states. He said Friday in a news release that he was deeply disappointed in the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, adding that he signed the order in response to the high court's decision and the expected actions of several states to either severely restrict or ban access to abortion. Baker's order also protects health care providers from being in jeopardy of losing their licenses based on charges from out of state. It also dictated that the Commonwealth would not cooperate with any extradition requests from other states pursuing criminal charges against anyone who received or performed services in Massachusetts. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The World Health Organization determined that the current outbreak of monkeypox doesn't rise to the level of a public health emergency, despite the organization's, quote, serious concerns over rising infections. The agency has only given 6 outbreaks since 2007 the designation, which is reserved for risks that affect multiple countries and may require a shift. There have been over 4,000 monkeypox cases across 47 countries since the beginning of May, according to the CDC. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.